Yeah, yo. Yeah, yo. Moolala. Yeah, yo.
What's going on? This is Ange Code. It is episode 13. I'm here with Felicia. Felicia, what's going on?
Hey, girl. What's up?
I'm so happy to have Felicia on the show today. Felicia Blaze, don't get it twisted. She's here. She came all the way from New York. I'm so happy to have her here. And while you're listening to this episode, make sure that you use the hashtag Ange Code, A-N-G-C-O-D-E. And that way we can see anything you have to say about the episode, anything you want to tell Felicia. Felicia, tell them your Twitter handle or your Instagram.
So my Twitter handle is Felicia Blaze. Everything. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. That's how you find me.
Nice. Consistent. Yep. I like it. It's annoying when people have like a Twitter that's this and then the Instagram is this and then your Facebook is this. But anyway, Felicia's here and she's a traveling strategist and money coach. Right?
Yes, girl. So I call myself a cheap budget balancer of FeliciaBlaze.com. So again, my mission is to help you reclaim your coins, like save money, pay down debt, and of course, travel like a boss. So when you think about my ultimate mission is always like, I want you to experience the world, not financial limits. And it's just helping people change their mindset when it comes to money and traveling. Okay. So that is what I do, girl.
Yeah. And you can check her out on FeliciaBlaze.com.
Yes.
So what can people check out on your website, Felicia?
So I have a lot of travel tips. I have a lot of money saving tips. So if you're looking to figure out how can I save money and, you know, finesse it, I have a lot of blog tips there. I have ebooks and like different products, digital products that I sell on there, and t-shirts because nice. I'm out here catching flights, not fees.
Yes. Hashtag catch flights, not fees. Okay. And I noticed that you went to Cuba and you made like a ebook, like a pamphlet type of thing.
Yeah. So I created an ebook. Yeah. So it's so funny. I ended up going to Cuba and I just kept getting messages in my inbox like, what did you do? How do you do this? How do you do that? So instead of having everyone ask me all the questions and me having to repeat it, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to create this ebook, package all my knowledge and my research, and I'm going to sell it.
Oh, and how did you, so what made you want to start, you know, FeliciaBlaze.com? Like, why did you start it? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you just mentioned that people were asking you questions and, you know, you made the ebook.
Yeah.
You made the ebook about Cuba. So is that kind of like how you started your website? Tell us a little bit about that.
So let's backtrack, because before I was even FeliciaBlaze.com, I started off on Medium. So I was blogging. My first blog post, and I was super, super nervous about it, was how cutting my hair changed my life. So, and that was like a huge thing. So just getting out there and exploring. And then I'm like, all right, I'm going to try something new. So then I was under Mindful Bliss Lifestyle, whatever the heck that meant. Ask me what it means now. I don't know. But I just did it, and I was just blogging about random things.
I remember that, Mindful Bliss.
Yeah. So I was blogging about random things, and I'm like, all right. I'm like, this name doesn't really resonate with me. I'm like, you know what? I have a poppin' first and last name. I'm like, I'm just going to use that and branch out.
Yes.
So from doing that and testing the waters, like I did like a budgeting webinar because people are like, oh, you're mad good with money. Like, just do it.
Yeah,
really shout out to my business bestie, Masi, for like pushing me. But so I started sort of like experimenting and I'm like, you know what? Like, this is it. So just putting it out there and like gaining my clarity, I'm like, how can I bridge both together?
Right.
So that is how I became FeliciaBlaze.
Nice. Yeah. Look at you. FeliciaBlaze.com. So a lot of people were submitting anonymous questions.
Yeah.
And so for anyone who wants to submit any anonymous questions for the next episode, you can go on curiouscat.me/angecode. So you can find that link on my social media outlets. So a lot of people submitted questions for you. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, people want to travel. Sometimes we don't have money to travel. I find myself like paying for a flight and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna pay for this flight and I'll just figure it out later. And then I'll buy the hotel later, or I'll figure it out. You know what I mean? So,
but isn't that like the worst feeling?
It is.
Like guilt feeling is just like crappy.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, so what do I do now? But a lot of people feel that way, you know, like a lot of people aren't necessarily the most responsible when it comes to traveling or catching flights and they catch these fees. You know what I mean? I was trying to use your little.
I got you.
So the first question that I have for you is, what are some of the best apps that you've used when you're planning to travel?
Yeah, so some apps that I use that I love. So one of them that I love a lot is Hopper. So Hopper allows you to track all your flights in advance, and it actually shows you when, like, the period where it's more expensive. So I love that app. But I noticed that it doesn't track all the airlines. So what I do is I also use Google Flights. So although it's not an app, you can get on there and it's linked to your Gmail, and you can start watching flights. So if you subscribe to it, you'll get updates of like, oh, like, you should buy now, the price is going to increase. So using that, other sites, there's like Skyscanner. Mm-hmm. That's another great site where you can catch flights. Well, basically, like, you can find cheap flights. So I would say those are the main two that I use.
Hopper and Scanner.
Skyscanner and Hopper. Yeah, Hopper, Skyscanner, and then the Google Flights. Those are what I use. And then I have like other apps like the Airbnb app.
Yep.
I have like a currency converter app. I have like this app called Hello World that's only available for iOS, so for the Apple phone, where you can kind of track where you've been, because I just love tracking like different places that I've been.
Okay.
So yeah, there are tons of like different places, but I have a free gift for y'all. So
Tell us about this little free gift.
Yeah. So you know, we're talking about like, you know, you want to start your travel fund, you don't really know how to get started, and it's just like, I don't have money to do it. So I have the travel fund starter guide that I created for you guys. So it shows you how to get started. And the first thing that I always tell people is start a travel fund, like separate it and just throw money in a separate travel fund. Even if it is $5, just put it in there.
Right.
So that when you find like deals, like whether it's through JetBlue or even like through the flight deal, by the way, that is my ish. Cause so the flightdeal.com actually is like a newsletter. And you can actually follow them on, like, different social media sites. Mm-hmm. But they tell you all the time when there's deals.
Right, right.
Where, from the area that you're leaving. So I use that. So putting those together. But so what I did is I created a step-by-step thing that shows you how to get your travel fund started. And even if you don't have the money right now, different ways you can get free money. Mm. Like, people will pay you for your opinion. So I put those resources in there. And there's a
free money
for shopping, like, you know what money. I mean? Well, I mean, it, like, it's free if you want to exchange your time.
Right.
And then there's another thing, like, people don't know this, and I actually put a video in there that links you to a video where you can create a list in Twitter. So if you are a Twitter user, I highly, highly recommend that you do this. So you get all the different airline trackers. So you track the airlines and the different, like, Hopper and like all these different places. And I have the resources in there, and you put it in a list. So all your travel deals and everything that's happening is in that list.
On Twitter.
So you won't. Yep. So you know, won't miss
I always
it.
See that on Twitter, and I never use lists at all. I think I'm on some lists, but I never.
So you can use it for yourself and make it private. So I actually attached like a video in there that shows me sharing my screen. New feature on the iOS 11. So you share your screen, and like, I share my screen, and it shows you how to do it and like have everything in one space, so you're not missing the deals.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not overwhelmed, but I'm just like, oh my God, so much information. Like, after this, I'm going to go back and listen and like take notes.
Yeah,
so
girl.
If y'all got a notebook or like your iPhone out, your Android, take it out, notepad, take notes, Hopper, Skyscanner. And how do we get the free resource that you created?
So you can get it at with the link. Oh my God. Yeah. You can get it from the link bit.ly/angecode. So click that and you can download it.
Okay. And I'm going to share that link with everybody so that we can definitely get that resource.
Definitely.
Oh my gosh. This is so exciting. Free. If you were folding laundry just now and like you weren't really paying attention to the last 2 minutes, just go back, because you got something that's free. F-R-E-E. So the next question that someone submitted, it says, what are some tips that you have for someone who's trying to pay off debt?
Yeah. That's like the million dollar question. And we all have debt. Like I'm not even going to sit here like, I have like, you know what? I do have like my finances together in terms of like consumer debt.
Yeah.
By the way, guys, earlier this year, I paid off $7,000 in credit card debt.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
yeah, no, but I think it's all about making it a priority. You know, a lot of people, when they have debt, they kind of just like, oh, I'll pay it later, or like sweep it under the rug. And it's just, it's sort of like that shame or guilt that you just don't want to have it in your face.
Yeah.
So I think just being very transparent about it. And one, making a list of all of your debt, like making a list, finding out how much you owe on it, like putting it in a, and like an Excel sheet. I actually have a resource for that as well that you can find on my website. And then deciding, which one do you want to pay first? I usually recommend paying the one that annoys the heck out of you the most. Like for me, it was my credit card debt. So I just went for it. But there's different methods. You could do the snowball method, which is basically starting with your smallest debt, paying it off, and then going into the bigger one. So I'm sort of doing that, but not really. But I would do that. And then once you do that, build your paying off debt into your budget.
Okay.
Like create a plan and then create a timeline of how long you like realistically can pay it off and get to work. And if you don't have like the money, like the disposable income, like in your current check, hustle. Like I can't tell people like I'm a hustle. Like people don't know this. I build websites on the side too. So I be making these coins because I'm just like, I want to do stuff. And I'm like, I'm not going to have like a fit, like fuck a fixed income. Like, I'm all about like finding ways to make extra money so I can do what I need to do.
Facts. No, I feel you. Speaking about hustling, like I recently picked up a second job. Oh, I work 7 days a week.
Wow.
I have not had a day off in like a month. Monday is my first day off in a month. And but you know, I feel like a lot of people get stuck on that, like, well, this is my salary and this is what I need to, like, this is how much space I have to be like this little wiggle room to be able to spend that money. And then they don't really like think of other things that they can do. I was doing Uber. I was doing Lyft.
Yes, girl.
I did Uber and Lyft for a year.
Oh, I didn't even know now, that.
Yeah, I did
I
that.
Didn't know.
Yeah,
awesome.
I was doing that for a while. I would get out of work and then go do that for like 2 or 3 hours and then go home. Or like I would turn it. One thing I would do is like I would turn, it has like a destination setting.
Okay.
I would turn it on to go home. And then I would pick somebody up on the way home.
Oh, my God. That's so sorry.
Yeah. And I would just take my ass home and then bring that person down the block because they would go the same direction and get paid for going home. You know what I'm saying? From work. So it's the little things add up. That's what I realized because I was struggling financially for a grip, especially right out of college. And
yeah,
I was like, I need to start something where I can get some money. So if you're fixed to like this 8-to-5, 9-to-5 low schedule and you're struggling financially, like I recommend everyone to pick up a second job or like pick up a little side hustle or something that you like. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't mind driving. A lot of people hate driving. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, you do it every day.
Yeah.
If you do
I don't mind
day.
It. But yeah, and I'm doing this podcast, so hopefully some people can like start sponsoring me. start paying me a little shmoney, maybe Hong Kong, because I talk about them so much. Free chicken at Hong Kong. Well, $1. It's $1. But anyway.
Can I talk a little bit about like the scarcity mindset? I think a lot of us, like, we don't walk in, like, abundance. So a lot of times we're just like, oh, I can't, I don't have this money, or, like, this is what I have, and it's that, and that's it. And it's just like, no, but you're so talented.
Right.
Like, you have your gifts. You went to school for, like, X amount of time, so how can you leverage that to make money on the side? Like, you need to learn how to package yourself and go forth and, like, create and start getting paid for what you're great at. Like, stop giving away, like, stop giving away your talent and your gift for free. Like, it's okay to help people, but like package it and start selling it.
Facts,
like
facts.
Money.
Yeah. That's why I started doing these t-shirts.
Yes, girl.
I got some t-shirts, a little profit, you know, I'm trying. And like before that, speaking of, you know, using your talent, shout out to Lydia Washington, from UMass.
Oh yeah.
She actually put me on. And, when I was back at school, I started hosting shows. And I hosted a show for free. She's like, why are you doing this for free? Like, you know, these organizations can pay you. And I started getting like $200, $300, a hotel, like just for hosting a show for like 2 or 3 hours. And I was like the host of all the shows. Yeah.
So another piece of that is knowing your worth.
Right, right.
Like, we just underprice ourselves. Yeah. And a lot of that has to do with we're not used to people one, we've never invested that kind of money like into other people. So we're just like, well, where do we come off asking people for like X amount of price? Yeah,
who's gonna pay me $200 to host some shit?
You know what I mean? Yeah, so it's just about like, okay, like this is what I bring. Like, what value do you bring? How are you gonna help that person? And like realizing like, don't budge on your prices. Like it is what it is. And like, no, there is no homie discount. Right. Sorry.
No homie discount. Motherfucking
Oh my God. Like people always want what you want for free. And I was just like, no.
I was making you know what? I want to just shout out like, the 50 people, like I have about 50 people in my network.
I got one.
That bought a t-shirt and like that didn't hit me up on some like, yo, can I get one for free though? Because it's just really frustrating when like you're trying to, you know, put yourself out there and you're spending money to make money. So if you're out here just spending money and giving people freebies, you're not going to get anything in return, you know?
And the, like, you know how they say scare money, don't make no money. So mm-hmm. you got to spend to make that
facts,
profit back.
Facts, facts. Yeah. Scare money, don't make
I know,
money.
Right? I love that song.
All right. So one thing, we were speaking about hustling and like making money. How do you budget yourself? Like, do you use, so the resources that are on your website, do you sit down and write everything out and talk about like how you're going to spend what? Or do you use an app that, you know, I know there's apps out there that tell you, you spent this much on food or like mm-hmm. you spent this much on your bills. How do you budget yourself when you have the income, when you have the money flowing in? So what do you do with it?
So I always tell people this, and like, I don't care if you're making $200 a month, like whatever the case may be. Like, you need a budget. Like, millionaires have budgets. And, like, we need to start thinking in the mindset of abundance. Like, I know where every single dollar goes every month because I have a line item for everything. Like, so I have an Excel spreadsheet. I'm actually creating a course. It's called the Budget Overhaul Course. Yes. Soon. That'll be coming out soon.
Okay.
But I have basically I budget out everything. And so I have like a separate like line item for like savings, and I have separate line item for like my car, my gas, for like leisure, for when I want to go out.
Even
I have
your gas.
Yep. That's even real. My gas, even my laundry.
That's real.
So it's just about accounting for all of your expenses. Like, be like real with yourself. And then on top of that, so I use that. And then I have a couple apps that I love using. So there's a few called Clarity Money. One of my favorite apps is Fudget. Because what I do is...
Fudget?
Yeah, Fudget. Literally Fudget. So what I do is... So after I create my budget, like sheet in Excel or whatever, I use Fudget and like I put it in my phone. And like I start like since... So I use sort of like the envelope method.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say my gas, like I put like $100 in there. So every time I spend in there, I just go into Fudget and I subtract it. So I know like how much money I have in that envelope. And let's say if I overspend in another envelope, I'm like, all right, I know I'm not going to use all of this money for gas. So I'm moving that money into
that
envelope.
So you have little separate envelopes for the different expenses that you have.
Yep. Absolutely.
And you put money aside and put them in the envelope.
So
basically.
It's not. So you could do that if you want to. Okay. But me, I do it more so electronically and like in my head.
Yeah. You're real tech savvy.
I am.
Making a freebie for people online.
But yeah, no. And even with that, like I separate. So I know I have like spending money, like food shopping money or whatever. I have a separate account for spending money. So once I spend that, that's it. Like the money that I pay for my like. My household expenses, like my rent or like electricity, whatever, that is in a separate account. So I have like a flow of like, I like flow my money in different places so that I don't get it confused. Cause a lot of times we go in there and we start like spending money we know we shouldn't.
Yeah,
and then you're like,
I got a checkings and a savings account. That's it.
No, you need to, but even with that, like your savings, you need to separate it.
Yeah. They're linked.
No. So here's
and
the thing.
It's terrible. Sometimes I'm like, let me just transfer some money real quick.
No, wait. But is it the same account?
So it's like checking. So under Bank of America, it's like checking and then savings. And then if I'm in line and I need to move some savings to my checkings really quick, I just go do a little transfer and I put it. I was thinking about getting a like an account in a bank where I cannot do anything with it electronically.
I got you. So there's this actual really great like institution that I love that I actually just switched to and I love it. So it's called Rise Money and it's a high yield savings account. So they pay you a lot more. I think it's like 1% or 0.90% APY. So
y'all better be taking notes. Yield. High yield.
So okay. You get money like at the end of the month, like you'll get like an extra dollar. It's not a lot, but it's like something. So So I have my emergency fund in there, I have my travel account in there, and like I did super shit account in there. Like, so I feed it little by little. And it's separate from like my checking, and I link it, but it takes 3 days to get in there. So that is your hard stop. That's why I'm just like, no, like you're not going to take it out because you know it's going to take 3 days.
Yeah. And you have that that think time to be like, do I really need it?
Exactly.
So
it's sort of like setting up those systems to prevent you from just dipping in money you know you shouldn't be dipping in.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Like mind blown.
Separate it.
Because I know a lot of people. Well, okay, first of all, I feel like our younger listeners, so people, you know, early 20s mm-hmm. that maybe are still in college.
Oh, I ain't old.
You're not old. Younger folks. But like, let's say to the people that are, you know, maybe seniors in college right now mm-hmm. That are listening or that like just graduated. What do you recommend that they do first? Like if you could give people a message, like you have to just start with this. Like what's the key that people should do first?
Well, I mean, do you have a job?
Like, well,
Okay.
So get a job, get some income going. But like, what do you do next? What should you do?
First, I would say sign up for that employer 401k, like your retirement or 403b, whatever they give you. Sign up for that. Because if they match it, like, I'm not going to be like, yeah, stack your money, all your money in there. But, like, even for me, when I got out of college, I was like, I don't need that. I'm not going to retire. But, no, especially if they match it, that is free money.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
If you put in, like, 5% and then they'll match 5%, that is free money.
Yeah.
So why aren't you putting money in there?
So you would suggest starting off with a 401k with your employer.
Yep, okay. Absolutely. Okay. And then the second, like, main thing is, like, open up a separate savings account and start stacking up your emergency your emergency savings fund.
So I'm taking notes right now. Mental note.
Mental note. You're going to have this recorded so you go listen
facts,
to this.
Facts. I'm going to go back. No, I'm being dead ass. I'm going to take some notes.
Yeah.
And get, what is a bank called?
So it's called Rise Money. Yeah. So actually I linked it. If you sign up with my link, you'll get $5 to start.
Oh, girl.
Yeah.
That's
$5.
That's free breakfast.
Exactly.
Let's go. Okay. So next question. It says, how can a college student start building their savings account? So we talked about making that separate account. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything you want to add to that?
Making that separate account, again, and prioritizing. Like, you know, like they're like college students. Like, I know we want to ball out and like go to all these parties and like spend money in our drinks. But like, if you really want to travel, prioritize it and say, okay, this is how much I'm making from like work study or from my part-time job, and start stacking up a little bit. So when the deals actually do come, you can just be like, all right, bet. Like, let me just take this money out and like pay for it and not have to worry. And make sure, try to book your trips in advance.
Can't
tell people that enough, because when you do last minute, you don't give yourself time to save.
It's
sort of like you're scrounging. So I would say, again, do that separate thing and prioritize it and figure out how much you actually can put away or what you can afford. And then from there, hustle. Like, hustle, because if you really want to take that trip, by any means necessary, right?
By any motherfucking means necessary. And you want to know something? So I went on, like, I thought it was going to be a sit-down talk, like, about the podcast or whatever. It turns out it was, like, this guy wanted to not talk about my podcast and just, like, grab a drink with me. So I'm like, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. So we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Rob is here, and he's actually helping us out to record the podcast. That's why we're laughing. He just started shaking his head.
He's like listening to all
that. So, okay, so this guy, I'm like, okay, so I show up at the bar. I'm like, all right.
Okay.
It's a little hole in the wall. And we're talking. I lost my fucking train of thought because I was just, we was like, okay, what were we talking about?
You were saying that you thought he wanted to talk about your podcast.
Right. So, he just kept talking about, like, finances and, like, money and money and money and money. Because I'm more of, like, a social justice-y, like, like I'm gonna talk about shit that's going on in the world and like, you know, like I that's what I tend to talk about. Yeah. And he's more like on the business side of things. So he has a mindset where it's like, well, from what I experienced, because that was my first time meeting him, I realized that he just thought about that. Like he kept talking about debt, and I mentioned that you were gonna be on my show, and you know, she's this, and he said something that kind of struck me and like rubbed me the wrong way a little bit. He said that he's like, I don't understand why people are so fixated on traveling or like when they should really just like people focus on going somewhere else for a week and like getting that like escaping their real life, but not really fixing their real life in the moment. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's like, I don't understand. He was saying how people just leave, but they come back and their life is still, you know, in shitty shambles. or in shambles. It was a different point of view. Cause mm-hmm. for me, it's like, I work hard as fuck for my money, and I'm not, and even though not everything might be straightened out, I travel for the experience. I travel, you know, to see my mom who lives in DR and to like be in my home country and like just to escape from all the stress and all, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like I deserve that. I feel like I deserve to be able to step out because I worked hard for this money. So I'm gonna spend it and have a good time spending it. You know what I'm saying? So what are your thoughts on that? Cause we went back and forth a little bit and I'm like, okay, I see where you're coming from, but I'm gonna still travel even though I'm still low key broke.
So I understand your perspective, right? And I understand his, and my question sort of like, okay, this is like a loaded, this is very loaded.
Yeah.
Like everything's just running in my mind. So one, like I promote like traveling and like doing it responsibly. Cause like I personally used to do that. And I just used to hate like coming back with that guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I just think about how society has sort of like indoctrinated us to think that, you know, when we travel or when we have nice things that we got money, like we're affluent, like we made it.
Right.
Like, you know, we're both like, we're first generation immigrants, yeah, you know what I mean? So our parents like came here for like a better life. And, you know, we want nicer things. Like we just want a better way of life. But you like all the time traveling or like, you know, buying things that not necessarily mean a better life. So let me touch upon like the escapism thing. Like it's okay to like travel for like the experiences, but at the end of the day, like you can't really escape like your reality.
Right.
Like your reality is your reality, but how can you find a balance and do both? Mm-hmm. So maybe you're not traveling 10 times a year. Maybe you could save for that one trip that year. Like I truly believe in balance. Like,
yeah, the and rather than the or.
Yeah, like and yeah, so I just love balance. And, like, what season are you in your financial season? So, yeah, I just came back from a trip. But guess what? Like, right now I'm like, you know what? I have to pay down this one student loan debt. Like, that was my goal. So now I'm in a season of, like, hustle. Like, I'm paying this down. And it's just like, okay, so next I'm going to shift. I'm going to put money away and save again. And then, like, I'm going to tackle my next financial goal. And you can do that. Like, it's all about what works for you and mm-hmm. what you feel matches your personality.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, no, I feel you on that. Like, for me personally, when I travel and I come back, I'm chilling. I'm so happy that I went and I traveled, and it makes my, I guess, like, my reality or, like, coming back, it makes it a little bit better for me.
It changes,
like,
your perspective.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I feel like people should have, they should make not traveling a priority, but realize the importance of it. I don't know. I think traveling is really important. And I hope that one day I get to travel more. You know what I'm saying? I don't consider myself someone who is like a traveler of the world. And like, I've never been to Europe. I've never been, you know what I'm saying? But
you've been somewhere.
I've been some places, and those experiences just like, I come back and I'm like, wow, I need to, let me do this. Or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me change what I'm doing back at home, like, so that I can live a better life. Like, those experiences mold my, like, when I come back from them. Does that make sense?
So, like, like, I've gone every time I come from someplace, like, it literally has changed my perspective on life. And it sort of give me the motivation to, like, do stuff that I need to do. Right. And even just meeting people from all walks of life. Like, it's just amazing. Like, I met this 82-year-old lady. Like, I was on my way to Bocas del Toro, Panama. So it's the little islands off of Panama. 82 years old. This lady was blind in one eye. She was on the bus with all us young folks for 10 hours.
Oh, my God.
By herself. And, like, I just sat there and I was asking her stories. She's like, yeah, like, I don't have kids. My partner died. So, you know, I'm just, like, traveling. And she's like, the person that I wanted to come with me didn't come. So I just said, I'm coming here by myself. Oh, my regardless. Gosh.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, crazy.
It's inspiring. Hearing something like that is really inspiring.
Yeah. And it was just so funny because, like, you know, it was, like, slippery. Like, we were doing, like, some crazy stuff, like, crossing bridges and stuff. And, like, even though we didn't know her, like, we were helping her. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, for all the people who are scared of traveling alone, you'd be surprised the people that will open up their arms to you and their doors. And just be super friendly to you. And, like, just inspire and change you. I will never forget that.
Yeah.
Like, ever. Wow. Her name was Cornelia, so shout out.
Shout out to Cornelia. What's good, Cornelia? Yeah. Maybe she'll tune in.
Really?
So next question. Let's see. If you could only travel to one place for the rest of your life, where would you go?
I don't have one place. And I think the world is so huge that, like, why can't I live in all places? Like, why can't I spend 2 weeks here and then go somewhere else? Like, right. I think just every place has something different to offer, and every place will impact your life very differently. So I don't have one place. I'm open.
Yeah. I like that. And so let me ask you this. What are your, from what you've traveled so far, because I'm assuming that you want to travel more, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
So, so far up to this point, what are, like, the top three places you've been to?
Ah, that's hard. Okay. So I would
it
say...
It doesn't have to be in any particular
Yeah,
way.
No, I would say Cuba. Like, okay. I know, like, it's super controversial. People are like, why are you going there? Like, you know what? Like, that experience that I had there, I was literally on, so the El Malecón, which is the sea wall. Mm-hmm. Like, we met, like, Cubans there, and we were just, like, sharing culture. Like, they were teaching us how to dance, like, bolero and, like, their dance, and we were showing them how to do American dances and, like, Haitian music. Hey. Like, hey, like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And, like, even though there was a little language barrier, we were making it work. Like, right. Do you know how beautiful that is? So yeah. I would say that. I would say Cuba for sure. I would say China.
Okay.
Because I felt like a damn celebrity. Like, people were taking pictures. No, actually,
probably
it was awkward.
Yeah,
it's because I'm black.
Yeah.
like, let's
Some
keep
of them
it funky.
Probably have never seen.
No, you know what? At first, I was, like, getting upset, but I was open to it. I was like, you know what? This is, like, actually interesting. What I didn't like, though, were they were, like, sneak taking pictures.
Oh, damn.
So, like, if I was, like, picking my nose or something, like, even though I wasn't.
Taking
but, you
a
know,
big old bite of your sandwich and people
right?
taking pictures of you. Yeah.
I'm like, dang, now I know how celebrities feel.
Right.
But no. Like, but then, like, they or some of them would, like, grab me, and I'm like,
oh no.
You know, yeah. So I was just like, if you want to take a picture, like, just come. Like, I'd be happy to take. So I would say China.
Wait. Let's talk about.
All right. Let's, China.
Let's talk about that really quick. So people would come up to you and just say, "Can I take a picture with you?"
They didn't speak English, so they
would signal to, like, take a picture with
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Like, I wish someone I could
Shut
see what I'm doing,
up.
And I'm like.
Thumbs up. Yeah. Oh, no way. They just want to take a picture with a black person.
Yeah. And you know what it is? China's so big. So a lot of people are coming from rural areas to, like, the main, like, cities, like Beijing or whatever. Mm-hmm. So they wouldn't see. So I was just like, all right, this is interesting. I'm just going to embrace it. Mm-hmm. But it was awkward at first. I'm not going to lie.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I just have so many mixed feelings about that, but at the same time, it's like, it's rare for them.
Yeah, girl, let me tell you, I had, like, my African print skirt, I had my hair tied with red lipstick, I walked into the listen,
you
I'm
look
a,
like
I,
an African princess.
Exactly. Like, I had no F's given. Okay.
Yeah.
So I was with the tour guide. And then all of a sudden, I just see this massive group of people looking at me. And then, like, they're pointing. And, you know, they're speaking Chinese. I don't know what they're saying.
They probably thought you were somebody famous.
Yeah. So then my tour guide goes, oh, yeah, by the way, they're talking about you. I'm like, I figured.
Oh, my God.
So then they were coming up to me to take a picture.
That's wild. So I guess anybody who wants to go to China, prep yourself for that.
Yeah, no, but yeah. I mean, other than that, like, the food is amazing. People are super nice. Just don't be sensitive. Like, they yeah. just bump into you. Because I feel like as Americans, we're, like, super sensitive. Like, oh, learn how to say excuse me. It's like, that's just how they
work. I just
talked
to somebody last night in the line to go to the bar. I'm like, hello, you're, like, an inch away from me. Can you say excuse me?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a cultural thing. You know, right, we come from the Caribbean, so we're, like, super proper. Like, you know, excuse me. Like, yeah. you know, thank you. But it's not like that.
It's not like that everywhere in the world.
No, it's
and
not.
And that's not a bad thing. It doesn't mean that there's something bad about thing. Their culture. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what's the third place?
That's
you said
hard.
China, Cuba.
Oh, my God. That it's so hard because I feel like I've just had awesome experiences everywhere. I would say the third one, I went to Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
And I would say one, because I went out down there to help build houses.
Okay.
But it's just so beautiful. And, like, the people were nice. Like, it's one of those hidden gem places
yeah.
that you go and, like, you just see. And again, like, the culture, just embracing that. Oh, wait, I lied. I have another one.
Okay.
Costa Rica.
Okay.
Only because I lived there.
Yeah, yeah.
That is a beautiful place. It is so green. And I just remember, like, sitting in the middle of, like, it's kind of like a jungle, but not really. It was, mm-hmm. like, a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And, like, when you leave your bananas... Like, if you leave your food, like, the monkeys are going to come and snatch that shit. Yes.
Really?
And so, I think I have a video somewhere, and I was like, what the hell? Like, I think the monkey took my banana.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. What an experience.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm sitting here like, oh my God. Like, I'm sitting here kind of in admiration because you've traveled to all these places, and it's just, I don't know. I think
But you
so
can,
amazing.
Too.
Yeah.
You can, too. Like, yeah. in time. Yeah. Like, I've just been very, like, fortunate enough to be able to have those experiences. And I want other people to have them and not allow their financial limits right. to, like, limit them from, like, experiencing the world and creating memories.
Yeah. That's yeah. real. Aw. So, the next question.
Yeah.
What was the worst financial decision or one of the worst financial decisions
Girl.
You've made?
One of them? I'm going to be, like, super transparent, okay. balling out of control with these student loans, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, I
would
like...
say the same shit.
Yeah.
Yo, literally, it's like, you got a loan? I'll take it. You got a loan? I'll
you
sign.
You get a car. You get a
I'll
car.
Sign
you
this
get a
one.
Car.
Yeah, I'll sign all the loans. Give it to me. I'll sign it. That's literally, that was my life in college. I'll sign that one, too. Give me the money. And it was really, I was talking, remember the little mini date that I didn't know mm-hmm. it was a date? Okay. So when we were there, we were talking about that. I was like, wow, I really wish that I had never done that. Like, that's something that I really, truly, truly regret. That, you know how people say, don't live with regrets, blah, blah, blah. That's actually a regret that I have. It's just signing my life away.
But you know what? You really didn't. Like, what is your plan to pay it off? Like, yeah, I have, like, right. a massive amount of, like, student loan debt, like, whatever. But I have a plan, and mm-hmm. I'm going to pay it down. And I'm not going to let that, like, hold me back from, like, experiencing the world. I think we need to shift, again, have that abundance mindset. And it's mm-hmm. just like, all right, cool, I have this. How am I going to fix it? Like, right. we all make mistakes, mm-hmm. but how can I fix it? But... did you read that article? Like, I have to bring this up because this one girl, like, I think she was, like, coming from, like, Africa or somewhere.
Yeah.
And, like, she got a scholarship, and they sent her, like, instead of sending her, like, $600, excuse me, they sent her $69,000.
Oh, shit.
And she just, like, went on, like, a shopping spree and just, like, spent it. And, like, I was laughing.
No, I didn't read that article.
Yeah, it was so funny. I
if
have to
somebody
find
gave
it.
Me $69,000, that might not seem like nothing to a lot of people. Like, that might not seem like anything, but, bro.
This girl I'll went on shopping streets. Yeah, like, they were just saying, like, she went from, like, Cinderella to, like, princess because
yeah.
she's buying, like, she had the newest weave and everything.
Oh, my God. The newest weave?
Just saying.
I thought like, you were going to say the newest car.
No. And she's flying out her friends. We're like,
oh
so, yeah, but she got, like, caught. And it's just, like, you know, we're all victims. Like, we did that. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I was taking vacations with friggin' student loan money or whatever. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'll pay it back.
Oh, yeah. Your refund check.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mostly, yes. But I have a plan. I'm paying it down.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to cut my expenses short because I truly believe you can have a balance.
So if you're in college and you're tuning in, what would you recommend to them for them to, like, what loans should they stay away from?
So I would say stay away from private loans. And I only say that because I'm, like, blessed that I not to say that debt and like loan is great, but I have federal loans.
Yeah.
So they'll work with you more than private lenders.
Facts.
Yeah. So
Sallie Mae and Discover are like, they harass people, yo.
No. So
it's, yeah, it's crazy.
I know. I hear horror stories, but don't ignore them. Like, right. Talk to them. Like, a lot of people make the mistake of ignoring, like, you know, the bill collectors or like the student loan people. Like, talk to them. Say, yeah, like, this is my situation. Like, this is what I can give you right now. Can mm-hmm. we create a plan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've done that before. I click anytime I see 1-800-76, like, ignore. And it's like, you don't want to face that reality that you have to pay all that money. Yeah. No, it's true. It's true. It's true.
Like, you have to remember, like, money is like not. Like, it's a tool. Like, yeah, you owe it, but you need to be in the driver's seat of your finances. So you need to take control of it. Don't allow it to take control
and
of
ownership.
You. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's real.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like shifting gears a little bit.
Yeah,
somebody asked this question a couple weeks ago, and I never answered it. So I felt kind of bad, and it seemed like They put a lot of details into it. So,
all right, let's hear it.
Okay, so it says, when is the best time to initiate? So this has nothing to do with finances, anything like that. So it says, when is the best time to initiate the defining our relationship conversation? I've been talking to a guy for 2 months, and he lives in a different state, but we've been visiting each other almost every other weekend. It's clearly new, but he gets deployed for 5 months in November, and I want to figure it out before he leaves. So when is the best time to initiate the defining our relationship conversation? They've been talking for 2 months. Okay.
Well, I want to hear your thoughts.
Okay.
I want to hear your thoughts because I have opinions.
First of all, 2 months isn't that long to initiate. I don't know. It depends how long you've known them for. So if, let's say, you've only known them for 2 months and, like, you're only talking for 2 months and they're getting deployed for 5 months, I don't know. It's not – you haven't really known each other for that long for it to be like, let's define our relationship and let's sit down and talk about our future goals and when we're going to get married and, like, how we're going to make this work. I think it's about how you frame the conversation. Like, I don't think you should define the relationship, but just think about –
Here's my thoughts. I'm gonna tell you this right now.
Yeah.
If the guy likes you, you will know.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't, like, there shouldn't be any ambiguity.
You shouldn't be thinking about, okay, so he's gonna get deployed. Like, you shouldn't be making the plan by yourself.
Nope.
It should be something that he brings up, or like, you know, I'm getting deployed, so we gonna make this work. Like, he has to at least have brought it up to you. And you can't just ignore the fact that you're gonna be away for half of the year and just keep fucking around and just like being together and spending time together and pretending like that's not gonna happen. If he hasn't brought it up, I think that's an issue. That's an issue within, like, that's a red flag right there. If he has not brought it up, like, how we're going to make this work, or like, oh, I can't wait to fly you out to, you know what I'm saying? Like, to this place where I'm going to be at, or when I come back, we're going to do X, Y, and Z. Like, if he doesn't use those little key words and doesn't throw in like future words, why are you sitting here stressed out about like the future within you two if he's not even thinking about it?
Well, here's my thing.
It's just somewhat,
like, here's my thing with relationships. Like, I wouldn't say have a checklist, but you have, like, your things that you can do with and without. Like, you know, like, I hope it's not shallow, but, like, you know, and it's just, like, one, is that person even meeting them? And two, like, are you guys flowing organically? Like, if someone's supposed to be, like, your best friend and, like, your partner in life, like, you shouldn't have to be worried about whether or not, like,
right,
defining the relationship. Why do you need to define it? You should already know. Like,
right.
It, like, I don't, I almost feel like sometimes it's not something that you have to talk about, but it comes like organically.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to set a time and date. Like,
right,
this is what needs to happen. Cause not clearly he's probably not ready.
Yeah. Yeah. And so back at UMass, so I was graduating and I was like talking to somebody for a while. We ended up dating for a while.
Okay.
And, before leaving UMass, I was fixated on like, oh my God, what's going to happen after UMass? But I realized like I was so stressed about what's going to happen later that I wasn't really focusing on like, you know, spending time with him in the moment or like enjoying what we had left like at that campus. And then it turned out to be fine. We made it work. He also lived in a different state. We saw each other every other weekend. Like, he would come here, or I would go there. and we just made it work. And I think sometimes we like get so fixated on like, oh, what's gonna happen, or like defining shit. And it's like, sometimes you just need to let it flow, let it go. And even I'm the type of person like, okay, so what are we? Like, I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna be like, oh, so what are we? Well, I used to be like that. And now I'm just like, you know what? If you're worth it, it's gonna work. If you're, if you know what I'm saying?
It's meant to be.
Yeah. And if it's not, you just brush it off, keep it pushing.
Like, do you realize the amount of time we spend like stressing and like worrying?
Yeah.
And after it works out, you're like, oh, I had nothing to worry about.
Exactly. That's how I felt after the UMass thing. I was stressed. I was like, oh, I even wrote him a freaking letter. I was so,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I was corny. I wrote a whole letter. I'm like, you know, like, I've had a great time with you, like, blah, 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 UMass this, UMass that. And like, I'm, you know, the future and blah, blah, blah. Like, I really, really thought about it. And it just ended up working out. And I didn't have to go through that stress. I was stressing out about that for like 2 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
And sure I feel like
women. Yeah, and I feel like women. Just as a woman, I'm not gonna speak for everyone, but like a lot of women in my circle, they get stressed about that. Like they get, but then I don't see a lot of the men in my circle getting stressed about that.
Yeah, I think we need to change our perspective.
Yeah.
It's just like you shouldn't have to chase someone. It should just happen organically.
Yeah, I agree. So. So many great questions. The last one, would you recommend dating only someone who is financially responsible, aka no broke ass? I don't know who broke ass.
That is hilarious.
So would you recommend dating only somebody who's financially responsible? Would you date somebody who's broke and like who's not financially responsible?
Well, I always talk about circle of influence. Mm-hmm. If you hang out with 5 broke people, you're going to be that 6 mm-hmm. broke, like mm-hmm. that 6 broke person. So when I even think about that, like, who are you hanging around with? Like, what kind of guys are you attracting? And I also would say, again, look at the things that you look for in a guy. Like, what are your, like, I could do with and I could do without mm-hmm. Things? So, and then the second thing I would say is, well, how serious are you?
Right.
Like, again, like some people could be broke, or, you know, people have like trying times in like financial season where like maybe like they lost their job, or like, you know, they're paying
something
like their parents.
Something happened to
exactly.
their car, or somebody passed away. Or,
so things happen and it's just like, what are you willing to like help that person? So if it's a serious relationship, I would be like, okay, well, how can you help them?
A little bit more flexible about that.
Like, be flexible and like, you know, help.
Right.
Like if you're serious, like you're going to be like, all right, how can we
be that rider?
This?
Be that like ride or die, or like somebody, because you know that they would be there for
so
you.
So you have a problem with that ride or die. Why is it that women always have to be that ride or die? Like, why can't the dude be the ride or die?
I think it's both ways.
Okay,
I'm just checking. Nah, I feel you. I think men and women need to be ride or dies.
Okay. Because
if I, for example, like, I'm definitely going to ride for somebody who will ride for me. You feel me?
Course,
like,
of course.
But I don't ride for somebody just so that they ride for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, my intention of, like, holding somebody down is not so that they can hold me down. You get what I'm saying? My intention is because I want to help you. You're somebody I care about. And I hope that maybe one day if I'm in the same situation that, you know, you could help me out. But I don't think about it like, oh, I'm going to do this for them, so they're going to do it for me.
You know what
I'm saying? Like, they better. Or like, yeah, I'll do this now, but later I'm going to need this, so I'm going to ask them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just has to be from the kindness of your heart. And I think that goes back to the question of like, if you're dating someone who needs, you know, who is going through a season, like you said, that's okay. And you just help them out. That's it.
And like, money is not always like everything. Like money like opens up doors and opportunities, but at the same time, like, you know, life happens. Like, how can you help that person? Like, help, like, I don't know, whether it's giving advice. I'm not saying like give your money, like whatever.
Yeah. Be aware of how much you're spending on this person. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't go out here. You get this. What do you need? I got you. Yeah. No, I feel you.
Yeah. So that's my answer. I'm not sure if I fully like answer the question, but again, it all depends. Like, there are a lot of different defining factors.
Yeah, there are. Whoa, there are defining factors. I feel that shit up. The microphone almost gets in my face. Shit.
Oh my god. Hilarious.
Oh my god. My life. Oh my god. Again. Okay. All right. Okay. Let me just sit the right way. I feel like, there are a lot of different defining factors in that. And it's a case by case. I wouldn't, if I just started dating you, I'm not gonna hand over money to you.
Not even money. Yeah.
Or I don't know. Like, I would help you out here and there, but if we've already established a relationship, but I'm not just gonna homie from the block wants to start dating me, and like we start a week into the relationship, you need $700. No, I'm not.
See,
gonna
I have
do
a
that.
Thing about borrowing people money.
What about it?
Like
lending money or borrowing from people?
No, lending money. One, it's always like, if you're going to lend someone money, like, don't even lend it. Just give it. If you have it, don't expect it back. Because a lot of times when you expect it back, that's when the friction starts with people. And never give more than you can lose. So if you can't afford to give that person it back without it, like, pushing you back financially, you should not be giving it out. Like, learn to say no. Like, that's I'm sorry, smart. I can't.
That's smart, yeah.
Yeah, and if you just give it, you don't have to
but
worry.
Listen, to the people that I borrow money from sometimes, like, you don't need to listen to this part. Like, it's okay.
I mean, this is personal to me.
nah, I feel you, actually.
This is personal to me because it's like at some point, like when you keep giving and like giving, like you're sort of like an enabler. Like, how mm-hmm. are you helping that person out in their situation? Like,
right.
so they could get better.
Right.
So at like a point, it's just like, I'm sorry, like I can't. But if I got it and I'm just like, you know what? I know
facts.
You're going through times.
Yeah.
Like, just take it. Don't give it back. Like, I don't believe in borrowing money. Mm. It's either I give it to you and I don't want it back and I can afford to like lose it mm-hmm. or like I can't.
That is such a different mindset. I have never heard someone say that.
Mm-hmm. I can't. And
yeah.
Like me. And
for my... me, for me, it's sorry. For me, it's go like ahead. if I have $10 and somebody that I that like needs money and that I know, you know, has been there for me and like someone that I know is like really having a tough time. And I'm OK with having like $2 until, you know what I'm saying? Like, just. Not literally $10, but let's, you know what I'm saying? So I have $10 and I'm okay with having $2 until like I money up again. I'm okay with giving somebody $8, like giving someone that I'm close to $8 of those $10 so that you can be okay if I'm going to be okay with those $2. You get what I'm saying?
And like, that's fine. That works for you.
Yeah.
Again, this is my philosophy.
For you. That shit is real.
I was just like, because people be coming at me like, yo. You know what? I'm not even going to
no, no. You can't just be like, no, you know
no,
what?
No, you know what? Like, someone actually asked me to sign a $13,000 school loan, and I literally almost spit out my freaking hot chocolate. And I was just like, you got... Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, people are just very
audacious.
Yeah,
they take advantage. Yeah.
And I was just like, what?
Like, that's a
nah.
lot.
Yeah, no, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like learning to say no. And like, that's just like, for me, I create a philosophy. It's like, if I can afford to lose it, I'm gonna give it to you because I know you need it. If this is important to you, I am going to do it.
Yeah.
But if it's not like important, or I see a cycle where you keep asking me for a night, no, there's
that's
no
so
such
real.
Thing.
Don't enable your friends.
Because how can you help that person facts. Think for themselves and try to get themselves out of that situation mm-hmm. if you keep giving? Because mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. oh, she'll have my back. Oh, she got me. She got me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so that's my philosophy.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Give it up for Felicia. Yeah. Felicia out here spitting bars. So before we leave, because we're running out of time, can you please remind us how we can get that free 99 resource that you made for Ange Code listeners?
Yep. So you can go to bit.ly/AngeCode.
Yes. bit.ly/AngeCode. And you can get that free.
So you get the free travel fund starter guide. So I write out everything to start. And if you want to get that emergency fund started or your travel fund started, sign up and you'll get $5.
Yes. So basically, just go to bit.ly/AngeCode and get $5 and use the resources that are there.
Exactly.
You're basically giving people $5.
Basically.
Just to go there and download this shit and helping them at the same time.
Exactly.
Yo, motherfucker. FeliciaBlaze.com.
Yes.
So thank you so much, Felicia, coming all the way from New York. I really appreciate
you.
Girl,
of course.
She's my
sorority
sister. She's a close friend. She's amazing. She's my chapter sister. Shout out Kappa
Delta.
What's good?
Yes.
So thank you. And if you want to, you know, ask her any questions or talk about what we, you know, if you agree or you disagree with anything that you said in this episode, you can use the hashtag Ange Code, or you can get Felicia on her Twitter and Instagram, Felicia
Blaze.
Yep. That's fucking right.
Yeah.
Let's go. All right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Make sure you follow me on Instagram and Twitter, @AngeCode_ on everything. And if you want to submit questions for the next episode, you can go to curiouscat.me/AngeCode. And you can also buy a shirt now.
Hey, hustle.
Get that money up. Rob out here laughing.
I know.
And it's a wrap.
Yes.